All right, cool. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, I want to thank you for agreeing to let me use your bathroom for this randomization.
Hey, a friend in need is a friend indeed.
Yeah. So what I have here is a whole bunch of ping pong balls, and on each of them is a game that I have written with some Sharpie. It's a game name.
Nice. It's kind of like a bingo.
Yeah. We call this, back in the orphanage, we called this toilet bingo.
Yeah. Can't play regular bingo. Can't use regular toilet.
Nope.
Yeah. So are we gonna flush these bad boys?
Yeah. Just gonna flush these one by one. Okay. And the last of them, the one that we can't flush, is going to be what we play.
It's great to rent sometimes, because after this, I'm just going to call my landlord and be like, hey, son, you know, shitter's broke. And they're just going to send out a guy. And the guy's going to be like, how did it get like this? And I get to be like, don't know. Can't say. And hold my pockets out. And they just have to fix it.
I was too busy writing my rent check. I didn't see what happened.
Yeah, I just, sorry. this is no problem. This is no skin off my skirt. Like,
cool.
Fuck this toilet up.
All right.
Like, do whatever you like, man. Do you want some time alone with this toilet? I will go into the kitchen and hang out with some earplugs if you want to go to town.
Like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah. I ruined my, yeah. I was about to say I ruined my own toilet, but that doesn't make any sense because I am halfway across the country in this fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can mail it back.
Okay.
You can take a turd into a box and then mail it back to your house and see if you can get Chris to swing by and flush it for you.
we're going to need to, it's going to take a while. So I'll get started and maybe we can swap off. I'll put in some Tom Petty's The Waiting here as we segue. All right. Okay. So here is number one.
Okay. And this one doesn't want to go.
Nope. Oh boy, just rattling around. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everybody in your building is screaming. Oh boy.
I'm gonna go pee in the sink real quick. What does the ball say?
It says flushed away.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna go crap in the flower beds.
Yeah, go for it. Not my problem. Rent. This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this was an abject suffering. Now it's all covered in flowers. You got it.
And this week we're talking about Flushed Away, a PlayStation 2 game based on a DreamWorks movie. So you know it's going to be good. And this is a Gary pick. Gary messaged this to me in a breathless enthusiasm. What gives?
Not quite true. I was looking up games based on movies.
Okay.
And I totally forgot this existed, as did you, as did everyone. And was like, it's about a fancy rat that gets flushed down to a magical city. That sounds interesting. And that's it. That's really the origin of it.
That's
like, I was just like, yeah, rats get flushed. You know, there's something in a gentleman rat, you know, like what if there's a Great Ratsby? And he got flushed down a toilet to live in a sewer world full of monster goblins and like shit demons and little he's an uptown rat living with his downtown rats. The end. Like, that's literally all I needed.
That's the premise. Can we get Sir Ian McKellen slumming it in a way that would not happen until what's his name? Patrick Stewart Cats. Played the poop emoji. The emoji movie. Yeah.
And then of course Ian McKellen playing Gus the theater cat.
Oh, of course.
The Cats film.
I still think that's more dignified than any of this.
It's weird. He brings a lot of dignity to it. It's the most dignified part of the movie. Like really strangely.
I've never seen that movie, despite your efforts. Yeah. I've not seen the movie yet.
You'd have to watch it. You'd end up watching it alone. Like there's the no thing. Way I would wish that on you. That's the saddest thing I could ever imagine. Like if you come to visit me again, and we start doing live shows again and we take an extra day and you and I get gummy to the gills and like watch Cats, we will have a good time.
Of course.
I promise we should record it. If we do that, it'll be great. Mm-hmm. If me just being like, hey, I want to do this for Unfilmable. You watch this alone in your house with your cats. Would be an act of violence that you could arrest me for.
You would have to like explain that to whatever caseworker is assigned to put my affairs in order.
100%. Like I'd be talking to detectives about that right away. You know? Like
but yes, Sir Ian McKellen. I have no idea who he plays in this. Who does he play? God fucking DreamWorks.
I knew at one point. It's an animated DreamWorks thing. You know, so I don't know. Well, somebody who plays the Toad, the main antagonist of the film, a proud slash tyrannical. I didn't need a slash. A proud slash tyrannical amphibian, wanting the entire population of Ratopolis to be killed off so he can make room for hundreds of his offspring. Whoa! He's gonna sperm flood the sewers, man.
He's ethnic cleansing. He wants elbow room. Holy shit!
Wall to wall sons. Rats will not replace us. Like. That is fucked up.
Jeez, Ian McKellen. And he's got a French cousin voiced by Jean Reno, of Onimusha 3 fame.
He's got two little hench rats, like these little shitty rats who get into hijinks. I watched the trailer for this and got to see some of those hijinks.
Spike and Whitey. you can't have a rat named Whitey.
You can't have a rat named Whitey. And then you get Hugh Jackman is the main rat, Roddy St. James, who is the great Ratsby, like this little tuxedo rat.
Yeah. And Kate Winslet playing the love interest. I don't know. I couldn't.
It's an adventure interest. In the trailer, at one point she's flying and he's hanging on to her and he's like, I can't wait to see new things. And then he pulls down her pants and his like faces directly in her like girl shorts.
Okay.
Like girl boy shorts, which is like the hottest look girls can have. Yeah. And he's just like, not that.
Yeah.
So it's not a love interest, I think. I think he very specifically doesn't want to get his nose in there for some serious sniffing.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. My instinct was to take that even further, but then I realized I don't have to. I don't have to go for the ride.
I always say
that's not my business is the most powerful phrase in the English language. Second most powerful phrase. I don't have to go on that ride. I don't have to talk about how Roddy doesn't have to he is not interested in snuffling sandwich. For that truffle. Yeah, no.
Snuffle the truffle with a serious Santa sandwich. Roddy the rat goes sniffing.
The added complication on top of this is that this is not just DreamWorks. This is a DreamWorks collab with the Wallace and Gromit and Chicken Run people.
Yes. Which I didn't know at the time I chose it. I didn't recognize that. I just saw the premise and stuff. And I wish I had known that because I would have chosen a different forgotten DreamWorks movie probably because I didn't want to just sit there and be the, like, you know, shit on anyone's parade of being the, like, I'm not really a Wallace and Gromit guy. Like, I get it. It's cute. Yeah. It's stop motion, which is more impressive than this. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, they don't hold up for me as an adult. Like, I don't find them entertaining.
I enjoyed them as a kid. I like that fucked up penguin. I think that penguin is fun because he's off cute model. Design. Yeah, cute design. I think that a thing about Wallace and Gromit is those work as shorts, whereas this particular extremely British hemming and hawing. I mean, even in the video game, you just those little two little butler rats doing their hilarious waiter brothers. Like, I heard a noise. What was it? It was in the kitchen. But what was it? It was a noise. In the kitchen?
Yeah.
Do you know what it was? I wasn't over there. I didn't see it. Well, why weren't you over there? Like,
it's pretty intolerable. Like, just, you know, like, there are tons of British humor I think is very, very funny. Very rarely is it just like, what if somebody was polite? You know, like, I don't know.
Hugh Grant, there is not as much tread on those tires as you think, Hugh.
Yeah, and then he's like, it's not infinite. We thought it was infinite. It was.
Hugh Grant, famously from Northern England.
Oh, I'm going to go sweep some chimbleys, I am, after this.
Moving a little bit further south there. If you're headed in a little bit of the right direction.
Yeah, I'm slowly transforming into Hugh Grant, ladies. I just don't want to shit anyone's parade because I know people that like Wallace and Gromit. This is not Wallace and Gromit though. This is CG. It's not stop motion. It's pretty obnoxious. I found, the movie got lots of like 6 out of 10s. The game is widely reviled because you'll never guess. This is kind of a God of War. You do a lot of jumping, like climbing on fences and then jumping to other fences, like Prince of Persia almost. And a lot of, platforming up like a zone. Pathfinding challenges. It's very surprising with like a little combo system.
It's pretty much the entire tutorial is going around a little obstacle course that the main guy, Roddy is his name, that he is made for himself. Like, as I was playing it, like, I was just kind of like, oh, this is functional. I don't, you know, it's fine. Once I got the controls sorted out, for some reason, it calls my preferred camera controls inverted in both axes. So that was tough to figure out. It's like, no, that's not inverted at all. What are you doing?
Yeah. It's inverted twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It basically plays fine. Eventually it gets irritating with checkpoints and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, but it's in terms of like licensed games based on a thing about a fancy mouse that goes down to a sewer city. It plays better than you might think.
But like, also in spite of, what is it? D3 is the publisher, like, not a huge thing, but like based on a pretty big, property, you know, Hollywood movie kind of deal, ridiculously cheap. Is the thing. So like, there's a little bit of in-engine stuff that goes on in the tutorials, you know, with the two butler rats or whatever.
Switches to motion comics.
It stills. So they didn't even get like FMV. Like, we couldn't license the moving pictures.
The movie that we licensed.
We had to buy when individual
Country
frames.
Mouse shows up. Like when the punk mouse, I can't remember who that Sid, Shane Ritchie.
Yeah.
As the pet rat from the sewer drain, when he shows up and starts taking over, cause a little bit of upstairs downstairs kind of thing. When he takes over, it's just in still shots. We never get to, you know, see him move. Sadly.
Right. Definitely as Roddy prepares to murder Sid by flushing him down the toilet. So
Which got hoisted on his own petard. Be careful whomst you flush, for you may also get flushed.
I'm the one who flushes.
And then you get to go down to a magical city full of like amusement parks and shit, but that are all coated with my excrement. Like, I was
not
thinking
just
about
yours.
This.
It's a group project. Well,
no, it is a group project. It is humanity's excrement. It's America's excrement. I was thinking about how much this is like a Jackass opening, where they would show this little amusement park and then show a big turd fall on it, and then you'd pan up and it would be, you know, Party Boys butthole and dong hanging out, like shitting all over it.
Yeah. Did Party Boy get into scat?
Party Boy shat on things.
Oh,
getting into scat. I don't answer that exactly. Party Boy did shit on things from time to time. He wasn't as shitty as what's that guy's name? There's one guy who did most of the shitting. But they all did a little shitting.
And a little bit. I mean,
I've seen all the Jackass films, so
Watch those stunts and tell me a little bit of shit didn't come out of all of them.
It's funny how often they accidentally shit.
Oh yeah.
Like, it happens constantly, like way more than it happens to me. And like, their diet can't be great. Like, you're not buying a book called like the Jackass Diet. you know?
I mean, and like, especially on a film production set, you know, like when all of them are together, especially before enough of them got sober that it was a sober quorum.
Yeah. Well, and the nerves and stuff. Cause a lot of times when you're like, oh, I'm going to get some food, and then the food cart you're going to buy it from just explodes and punches you in the nuts. You know, like, everything is a prank. Like there's no security there. Yeah. So they probably started off a lot more continent than they ended up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially as age went on too.
Oh yeah. Incontinence comes for us all. I am not looking forward to not being able to control my business.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real depressing. You know, it's just a race. What's going to get you first, dementia or, the incontinence? Maybe both at the same time.
Because dementia is scary and sucks, but then I won't know about the incontinence. Yeah. Like, I'll just be like, it's raining again, you know, and then like, and then somebody will have to patiently explain to me, that's not rain.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yep. Where do you stand on Party Boy? I'm firm. I'm not against
him. Okay.
I like the social prank aspect of it. You know,
So social like pranks are tricky with me because I don't like people being made to be part of a bit. Uh-huh. It bypasses my filters though. I like Party Boy a lot. Mm-hmm. Some of the joke is that he is a hot naked guy. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, gay stuff that it's adjacent to. Mm-hmm. Those guys' attitudes towards genitals are so complicated and weird that I can't ascribe a human sexuality to it.
It's really hard. Yeah.
Yeah. So I ended up loving, like I love Party Boy. Party Boy shows up and makes me laugh every time.
Yeah.
That guy just realizing he's got like a nice hog and just being like, yeah, let's use it for everything, I think is really funny. There's a point in Jackass Forever, which I recently watched, where one of the new characters, Poopsies, is talking. Guys, one of the crew, the next gen, and stuff. Yeah. And he was talking about how he was like part of his dream to join the crew, but he's like, I got the smallest dick of all you guys. Like, I'm just real scared to show it off. And like, it's this very sweet, vulnerable moment.
Yeah. You know?
Like, I'm just like, shit, man. Like, that's very touching. And also, what a real fear for joining the, like, getting punched in the nuts by a bull crew. You know? Like, what a tender and sweet little fear.
It's very relatable. You know, I like, there's... God, just the constant reevaluation of Jackass as a cultural artifact, you know, ultimately as a force for good is fucking fascinating to me. Like, my gut tells me, like, yes, there would be the anxiety because people are absolutely going to see your hog, but also I can't think of a group of dudes where it would be like less of an issue.
No. If I was gonna, like, nobody needs to see my gets the job done dick. Like, by no means. But if somebody had to and it wasn't my girlfriend, it could be Johnny Knoxville.
Probably.
Like, it could be that crew cheering me on and just like patting me on the back and treating me like a member of the family. Uh-huh. As soon as, like, you know, I did whatever I'm Gary Butterfield. It's time to get shit on my dick. You know, it's time to stick my dick in a duck.
Yep.
This is Jackass, you know, or whatever I'm going to do, whatever horrible thing. Right. That I don't want to have sex with an animal. I was just trying to reach for something bad to do with my dick.
Right.
It's time for me to shock my dick with a battery. I reached too far. I reached way into the lagoon. reached into the nest. Like that is a crew, you know, and it's also the way that they have fat dudes on that show. Mm-hmm. You know, they got their old fat dude and they got a new fat dude, and those guys just like let it hang out too. And it's like such an accepting, warm crew. Like, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're just like, this is their body. Who gives a shit? Yeah. Let's do some fun shit and make each other laugh. Like, it's very wholesome.
Yeah. If you took me back, because, like, I mean, for me, it's probably different for you, but like, Jackass got so popular when I was in middle school, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I sat down as like a 12-year-old and watched the first episode of Jackass with my family.
Oh,
you know, just because it's just like, oh, they're the, like, here's the, it's a big TV. I want to see it. Like, oh yeah, prank show. And I'm, you know, laughing my ass off at Johnny Knoxville getting tased in that first episode. And my family's like, okay, this is really dumb, but we're going to, because they never really cared. I watched Beavis and Butthead as a little kid, et cetera. But like, it was a moral panic when I was in middle school, in high school, like somebody getting to go see it, like on the first day, in the theaters, when the movie came out, was like, oh my God, like your parents letting you do that, like that kind of thing. So to take this feeling back and say that actually this is this cultural artifact, like this is a cultural force for good, ultimately, as of like, you know, rambunctious acceptance, almost.
Rambunctious acceptance, like informed and consensual violence with no subterfuge, you know, and no economic manipulation. Like these guys get paid for it, but when you hear them talk about it, it's like not really why they're doing it. You know, it's not like football,
right?
You know,
exactly.
Like it's not like boxing. You know, it's like there's less oily like fakeness to it. They're not pretending to be dignified, like the sweet science. And it's just men being paid exorbitant amounts of money to be absolutely bodied in the face.
Their bodies, you know, they're just like, hey, do you for a share of this product, do you want to stand in front of a Claymore riot mine? I guess.
And this version, it's like, what if you're doing that with your friends? They're all cheering you on, and it's to make people laugh. It's not to like, I have no idea what people get out of boxing, but it's not that. It's not, you know, this pretending of like the ancient gladiatorial arts of two warriors entering a arena to, you know, it's just goofs.
What people get out of boxing is gambling, just like a lot of people get
money
of,
if they choose right.
Just like football and baseball, nobody watches baseball for not gambling. It's strictly for regionalism and for gambling.
Yep, one or the other. No good.
Oh shit, I talked about sports. Somebody's gonna fucking open up at us.
I got something I can get us off of that.
Okay,
I feel like we've done the jackass thing for a little while, or I've done it before. I found a new remarkable and weird YouTube channel.
Ooh,
that I want to talk about. Have you ever heard of Max TV?
Max TV? No, I have not.
Max TV is like, feels like it's made by a Ukrainian server farm AI, but is actually made by a Croatian server farm AI.
Okay.
And it aggregates clips of things and does commentary over them. But the commentary is really remarkable. It is both like directly translated, you know, stuff like to English, but said by somebody with an incredibly convincing, like what culture salesman voice.
Okay.
But he's saying the weirdest turns of phrases you've ever heard in your life.
Okay.
So like I was over, you know, Derek was over, my friend Derek, and he's got we both have a weakness for listicle content on YouTube. We're just sitting around eating some food. And it just popped up in the algorithm, and it was amusement park incidents, right?
Okay.
And we're watching it, and so far it just seems normal. We're just seeing some stuff happen on amusement parks. And there's this creeping realization that the phrasing is all kinds of weird accidental poetry until you get this thing where it's a water slide where you stand on a platform and the bottom drops out and drops you down the water slide. I don't know if you've seen one of those.
Yeah.
There's one of those. And it's like, this aquatic attraction allows thrillers to experience animal fear as the as the very ground beneath them gives out. Would you try? And it's like, how's it experience animal fear? And then there's like a water thing where you go down a water slide and it stops at the end. And it said, this attraction perfectly simulates what happens when a bus driver stops in an emergency. The feelings and emotions are the same. What are you talking about? Like, nothing is a phrase, but everything is said like it's a phrase. There's one where a raft goes down a ramp and hits a dog, like an inflatable raft. So the dog's okay. Dog just gets shot off into the river. And it's like, these aquatic attraction enjoyers didn't bank on something unusual happening, but as they say, the flight was normal. And it doesn't mention the dog at all.
as they say, the flight was normal. Yes.
It's really weird. It's an infinite mine of that stuff. Like if you want to watch a clip of just, you know, Russian dash cam or something, you know, just internet detritus, like things happening with just the least predictable dialogue over it in the world. You get this guy, Max TV.
It is this man from Croatia who is speaking in English like commentary that feels like it is directly translated from like his native language, maybe.
Yes. But okay. He's speaking perfect like showman YouTuber English.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a really weird watch.
And like the featured video on his channel has like a little bit of like a Tim and Eric energy to it, like him addressing the camera. You've got the like the tweened pictures of like cutout animals coming in. He's standing in front of like a piece of stock footage of the globe with a bunch of like network lines over it. Mm-hmm. How much of the like is this genuine, or is this somebody attempting to make? Is this somebody attempting to make it intentionally? I don't know. Like, are they actually making funny?
I also don't know. Yeah. I searched Max TV and got a different thing as well. There's two Max TVs apparently. This one is Max TV, but the other one is also, I don't understand what the other one is. But there's Mr. Max TV. There's Max TV, which like the first thing is Amakuru Miza Kuri, you know, it's an African language.
Right.
The Max TV is the one I have with the 40 most ridiculous moments at amusement parks caught on camera.
Yes, that is the one that I have.
Okay, yeah. That is the correct one.
Okay, that is the one.
It's not funny on purpose.
Okay.
If that's what you're thinking.
Okay.
There's no irony in this.
Because just said out loud, you could have changed a couple of the nouns and made this, you know, sound like tiny Fuppets, because that is the joy of tiny Fuppets is the direct translation.
This is how you get the joy of tiny Fuppets.
Yes.
In a non purposeful way.
Right.
So it's been real fun to have this get incorporated into my vocabulary and be like, animal fear. You know, like when something happens, you know, or like, you know, Derek landed and he got to send me a text. Is like, as they say, the flight was normal. Good to know.
Yeah, definitely. As they say,
it's really strange. It's probably evil. There's one of them that was like when animals messed with the wrong opponent, which is probably like a lot of animals getting hurt. You know, it's probably not great.
Yeah.
You know, so it I'm not endorsing this. It was just a weird thing I found that has some appeal.
It's a different flavor of your kinds of trash on YouTube.
Yes.
I love the title of this one: "Homemade Inventions That Shocked Even the President of America," Part 7.
Yeah. No wonder the president's not getting anything done. He's just constantly seeing this parade of homemade toasters and coolers attached to things.
Yeah, like, you know? it's a whole playlist. Like this is kind of a little mini series that he does. A lot of these thumbnails have buzzsaw contraptions.
Yeah. The like, that's the thing. That's why I voted for Biden, actually, is because he was gonna actually finally regulate all these homemade seed drills and mini cars and stuff. I want a president who'll spend a lot of time on this.
What appears to be a hammer with a hollow space in the head where you put an egg, and so that's how you crack the egg, is by using this hammer to hit something.
Just Biden like, oh, no, that's
Come on, man.
It's on the ballot. November, it's on the ballot. Sir, this is my egg hammer. It will be acknowledged. Mr. President, sir.
Mr. President, I need you to walk back over here. Why are you wandering away, Mr. President?
It's on the ballot. The president just got been shocked a lot. I didn't see this when I was first looking through the channel. This is real good. I like this hammer that's made up of zigzagging, like this weird like Soul Calibur Voldo hammer or whatever this
thing is. It looks like is that a bicycle? I need to watch this fucking video.
It's a bicycle chain. It's a hammer on the end of a bicycle chain, and the president's like, "No way,
we can't let this happen."
Not on my watch.
If you the second you raise that to strike it, OSHA will drone strike you.
These inventions. It's also I don't know why it's the president. Oh, you missed an important part of this title. The homemade invention shocked even the president of America. IQ 999. So just so you know, this is incredibly good and smart to put a hammer on the end of a bicycle chain.
There's so many egg cracking ones, because there's another one. It's like a ring of metal with a bunch of bolts stuck through it. So the tips of the bolts going into the center where you put an egg. So you're just suspending the egg in between these bolts.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was president,
a better way to crack an egg. I don't know what it'd be. We've been trying to crack eggs for centuries, dude.
I know, right?
What's in there? We don't know.
Yeah.
It's
stagnated.
Who knows?
It's stagnated. We need to, we used to make things as a country.
Yeah. We used to bring people to the moon. We used to send eggs to the moon. I gotta watch this invention playlist and hear him, you know, like whatever he's saying about this, like this special bicycle chain makes egg a breeze. Mm-hmm. Have you ever considered egg? You know, it's all going to be shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little does he know, I have considered egg a lot.
It's like, I, you know, not to just problematize everything, but it's like, you don't want to be like, ha, for a man talk funny, but also like, I'm not saying like, oh, listen to him. It's just like, no, it's
just beautiful, there's weird a poetry terms to of it. Phrase and unpredictability. Yeah. This guy, he's got a bicycle. He's replaced all the tires with big inflated tires that don't really move. And the subtitle is Miracle Bike. And now this guy's just filled up a tire with water, and the subtitle is Aquarium. it's very beautiful to me. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. There's a lot going on here.
And also, this person is making so much money on YouTube. Oh, millions and millions of views. Yeah, they're doing good.
I mean, he's got 105,000 subscribers. That's a little bit less than I would think. Yeah. This is more entertaining than like What Culture or any of those other ones.
Yeah.
You know? The very least, as long as it's not super evil, deserves more views. Oh, mm-hmm. here's an egg cracking thing that uses a drill and pressure system to push eggs against other eggs to open them.
Have you ever wanted to crack? I'm so tired of cracking eggs in cereal.
Yeah. the only good cause for an egg.
Wow.
Fight fire with fire when it comes to eggs. This one just says speedboat. And it is a speedboat. Like, oh, he's attached a motor to it. He's driving on wheels. I just thought, like, he just invent a speedboat. Did this guy fool this guy into thinking that?
Speedboats exist when animals messed with the wrong opponent.
Yeah, that one gets sad, I think.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That shows a lot of horses kicking like pigs in the face and shit. Like, they do add like whoosh, effects to it, which is kind of fun.
They do the America's Funniest Home Videos kind of deal. Yeah.
Yeah. But not worth. I can't watch animals get hurt.
Yeah, I can't watch animals get hurt. Yeah. I'll watch people get hurt all the time. But
oh yeah. Then. Yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah.
When the amusement park one, somebody was on a ride and they passed out, and the other person, while they were going up and down on this ride really fast, took their pulse, which I think is a way to kill somebody. Like, if you're on a roller coaster, taking their pulse, just jam your fingers into their neck. Like,
they put their finger to the carotid, not the wrist.
Yeah, the carotid.
Yeah. No, that is a person who has a little bit more trust in their manual dexterity than I would in myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you would absolutely like just, they wake up and then just, oops, press too hard, and then they're out again.
Like, they were fine up until, so many people in these have invented new kinds of motorcycles, and they're just called like Miracle Bike, Super Bike, Super Bike 2, Miraculous Bike. Like, all of the subtitles are just, and they're all motorcycles that go slower than regular motorcycles. Like, just worse, shittier motorcycles.
But they go slower than a regular motorcycle in an interesting way, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Super Ball. Thanks, Max TV. This guy made a wooden soccer ball.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
I just love that, you know, America's Funniest Home Videos broke containment.
100%.
There's no place for that on television anymore. You know, they've tried. You just kind of can't do it, but you can get it on demand from all over the world whenever you want. If you want to watch somebody just fucking fall over from standing up in the middle of a field, that is boom, fall over, you can do it, and you could call it up, and it's amazing. I'm not trying to do a Louis C.K. thing.
Yep. You can do it as a jackass, like a friendship is magic version of it. Like you can do it how, whatever flavor of it you want, you can have.
Yeah.
I hate just saying the things this guy did, but one of these homemade inventions that shocked even the president of America is a guy doing art in the dust in the back window of a car.
Oh,
That's not an invention.
No, people do that all the time. it's just a reflex. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a drawing. Like it's drawing something. Mm-hmm. Didn't invent anything.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Huh.
Beautiful stuff.
Little miniature tube talking we threw in there.
Have you heard of the YouTube channel Displaced Gamers?
No.
Don't let the title throw you. It's a really awesome deep dives on the programming of NES games where the guy uses Game Genie codes to fix things. So like, why does the Fester's Quest guns, why do those all suck? Uh-huh. And he like goes through and shows you what their hitboxes actually are and then shows you what Game Genie codes you would use to fix them or to like turn off collision detection for the bullets so they don't hit walls. He has this whole thing about like what would make the speeder bike level and Battletoads more balanced.
Uh-huh.
And stuff like, it's really great. It's awesome. Yeah. It gets into code, which I don't understand.
But you don't need
to understand to enjoy.
Right. Because you're seeing like literally rebalancing using Game Genie for something besides just infinite lives. You don't take damage kind of stuff.
Game Genie. And like, he also goes in and just changes the code, but he likes to show how you can do it in Game Genie. Cause that's what Game Genie did. Cause it's an incredible little device.
Thank you, Galoob.
Yeah. Yeah. Galoob. Yeah. So there's my other tube talk, and that channel is wonderful. Huh. I've been watching the shit out of that.
Nice.
Oh, thanks me.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing
your attention to Flushed Away.
Yeah. Nobody put that into, I don't have a suggester or anything on that. I think Flushed Away was so thoroughly forgotten by our society.
Yeah. Nobody cares about Flushed Away these days.
Nope.
We used to have Hope, Obama, Flushed. We used to have all of it. If you like the show, join us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Mm-hmm. You should also keep an eye out for our brand new show, Best Quality Vacuum.
You should.
Episode 0 about that just today. It is about the Breaking Bad universe and series of TV shows. I think you'll really like it.
I think you will. I don't have a URL for that, but it'll be available at duckfeed.tv search in directories. You know how to find podcasts.
Yeah. You know how to do all this stuff.
You do. Speaking of directories, you can leave ratings or reviews if you would like to. That helps us out. And you can tell your friends.
Yeah. Please do. And until next time, what should they watch out for, Cole?
Until next time, watch out for that irascible party boy.